Live from Salem, Oregon, it's your 2K Online Franchise Sports Report with your host, Andres Perez.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the first ever 2K Online Franchise Podcast. I'm Andres Perez, and with me is the one, the only, Mark High Life Miller. Alright, so how are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing good. I'm just excited to get another year started with you guys, and just looking forward to seeing what this season has in store for us.
Nice. Good to hear, Mark. I'm glad you're doing well in these crazy times. Well, first of all, let me give people a history about our league, where we started, where we're at now. So we started off on the Xbox 360 back in 2009 with Madden 10. That was when Madden introduced online franchise. We were there for a couple seasons, and then when the new generation of consoles came out, we switched over to the PlayStation 4 on Madden 25. And since then, you know, we've been a PlayStation exclusive league. We have a full website, and you can check it out at 2kolf.com. There you can find stats, you can find player profiles, team profiles. You know, we got the full standings, everything you could want from a franchise, we have it on the site. Then we also have a social media presence. We're on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, and Instagram. You know, our league plays two games per week. We advance twice a week. We advance every Sunday and every Thursday at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. So, yeah, that's a little bit of a history of our league. Okay, so now that you guys know a little bit about our history and what we're all about, let's start with our predictions for the upcoming season. Mark, let's start with you. Give us your predictions for the AFC. Let us know who you think is going to win each division.
Hey, we're going to start with the AFC East. You know, it's kind of a boring pick. They're, you know, They lost Tom Brady, lost the other guys, but you know, I'm gonna go with the Patriots to win the AFC East. He can come in and do a fine job, you know, stepping in for Brady. I think he'll learn the system, and I think he'll be utilized properly. So now moving on to the AFC North. Now that next left the Browns to go coach the Bears, expect the Ravens to, you know, take over the division. I don't think they have any problem winning the North, even though, you know, maybe the Bengals might sneak in and make it a little interesting, but, you know, I don't see the Ravens losing that division at all. Okay, so now next up will be the AFC West. I think the Chiefs have a really good shot at winning the division. They got, you know, they kept all their pieces. The offense is strong, defense is better. You know, I expect them to win the division, but, you know, I don't think it's going to be easy. The Raiders and Chargers, they usually keep it tight. That division is usually a toss-up every year. All right, so I got one more. For the AFC South, out the Colts, they got an actual real quarterback, a veteran, going to step right into that offense. And I got a couple of nice rookies. You know, I think Hilton will be healthy all year. I expect them to easily win the division, no, you know, top seed in the AFC even. So picks for divisions, that's it.
All right, those were great picks. I like them. I think I agree with most of them. All right, well, let's move on to the NFC, where we have a lot of changes this season. I'm going to start with the NFC North, where the Bears have a new head coach in Max. He is definitely going to be somebody that's going to make a change right away in that team. I mean, we've seen him before with the Browns when he was a coach of the Raiders. So I expect big things right away with that team. So I'm going to pick them to win the division with a record of 10-6, followed by the Vikings, Packers, and Lions. Then let's move on to the NFC South. This one's a tough one. I know the Bucs are expecting to win now that Brady's there, but I think I'll go with the Saints as the division winners for the second straight season. You know, they won it last year. I think they're going to do it again. I think the Bucs will definitely challenge them, but in the end, I think it'll be the Saints coming out on top. So I'm going to go Saints, Bucks, Panthers, and Falcons. Next up, we have the NFC West. This one was another tough one, but I like what the offseason moves the 49ers did. Same with the Rams, but however, I think I'm going to go and give it to the 49ers right now. I think they look better on paper. I think they have, everything that it takes to win the division. They won the division last season, so I expect that to be the same case this year. They made it to the second round last year of the playoffs. They ended up losing to the Saints by three. So yeah, definitely gonna go with them this year. Then they'll be followed by the Rams, Seahawks, and Cardinals. And then last but not least is the NFC East, where America's team and last season's Super Bowl champion lives, the Dallas Cowboys. I'm gonna go with them to win it all. Well, to win the division. I think they have a great roster, and they made good moves, have a solid defense still, and with the addition of CeeDee Lamb, I think that offense is looking stronger than last year, even though Zeke is most of the offense on that team. So I'm gonna go Cowboys, Eagles, Redskins, and in fourth place, the Giants. Anything else you'd like to add, Mark?
I like the Cowboys pick. I think they're going to get to the back to the Super Bowl. They got a lot of good pieces. I don't know who's gonna stop for those guys. This strong guy. Let's see, man. Maybe what Max does against you.
All right, for our last segment, let's go with week one's game of the week between the Eagles and the Redskins is no more. So let's go with Eagles and football team. Eagles, Washington, I guess. Do I say the whole name? Washington football team? I don't know. Let's just go with Washington. So the Eagles will take on the Washington team. It's still such a weird thing to say. Okay, the Eagles will take on Washington. Last year the Eagles finished 5-10, and they started off 0-2. And Washington didn't have a better season. They finished the season with a record of 5-10-1. They started the season off with one win and one loss in the first 2 weeks. The Redskins, I just think they'll probably struggle this year. It's a bit with the new head coach coming in, new system, and their roster, isn't as good as the Eagles. The Eagles still have the weapons as long as they can remain healthy. And you also have the longtime head coach coming back for his eighth season. I think he'll continue to do good things with that team as long as that team remains healthy. And so I'm going to give it to the Eagles. I think they'll win it by seven, and I think the Redskins will keep it close. I just don't see them having enough firepower to take down the Eagles. Who do you think is going to win, Mark?
Oh yeah, I also like the Eagles to win this game. They got, like you said, they got a better roster. The Washington football team, kind of weird. They got some good young players, and I think it will take a little bit for them to maybe for a new coach to figure out what he has, how to use them. So I think the Eagles have they're gonna win this game, pretty easily. They'll probably win by two touchdowns. They'll win by 14. I just don't know if Washington can how they're gonna do week one. They don't, it's new system, new everything, so it might take a couple weeks for them to get in gear.
Nice, yeah. I think we're both in agreement there for the winner of the game of the week. So, all right, well, before we move on to our last segment, anything else? Any questions? Anything else you want to add, Mark?
Wait. So, I was just wondering, if we bought the PS4 digital version, do we get a free upgrade to PS5?
Yes, I know you're laughing because you only asked me this
No,
question about
I got a
10
bunch of like.
times. But all right, fair enough. I'll answer it one more time for our audience. And in all seriousness, there's probably some people still who are a bit confused or don't even know about it. So let me break it down. For anybody that buys Madden for PlayStation 4 or Xbox One, they'll be entitled to a free upgrade to the next gen console. Whether it's physical copy you bought or a digital copy you bought, you will be able to upgrade to the next gen version for free. So PlayStation 4 to PlayStation 5 and Xbox One to Xbox Series X or S. You can't go PlayStation 4 to Xbox. It has to be same console family to same console family. And you will be able to do that from the time Madden 21 is released on the on the next gen console to when Madden 22 is released. That's when this offer will end. So anybody who wants to take advantage of it, I highly suggest it. I don't think any of us want to pay twice for this game. There's really no reason for it. If you already have it, you're gonna get it free if you get one of the next gen consoles. And as far as our league goes, we will be switching over to the next gen console after the initial three seasons of Madden 21 are done. So season 20, 21, and 22 will be played on Madden 21 for PlayStation 4. Then we'll switch over to PlayStation 5. And as many of you saw on our website, we will not be going to Madden 22 if there are no major updates. If there's no major updates, we're going to stick with PlayStation 5 Madden 21. We're not going to go and buy and support Madden NFL 22 if there's no significant updates.
Yeah, cool. That's the question a lot of my Dota friends are asking. They just were wondering. They didn't know how the upgrade system worked. They had to ask. Yeah, September 16th, we'll see the PS5 will get some pricing and pre-order stuff info going. They get that event coming up. So.
Oh, that's right. You're talking about that event coming up on September 16th. Sony's supposed to finally reveal
Yeah.
everything we want to know about the PlayStation 5. They're going to release, they should be releasing the price, the date of the release, additional games coming out for it. And there's a good possibility we might see a Madden PlayStation 5 teaser. Madden's been a title that's always been a launch title with any new console. We've seen that in the past with Nintendo 64, PlayStation 2, and so on. So there might be a chance we get to see a teaser trailer for PlayStation 5. We'll have to tune in on the 16th and find out. All right, well, if that's it, then that's gonna do it for tonight. We'd like to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to what we had to say. Like I said, this was our first podcast, so go easy on us. We'll make sure to improve, get better as time goes on, and we'll see you next time where we'll recap the action from week one and discuss the week two matchups and maybe have a surprise or two for you. So for Mark, High Life Miller, and myself, look both ways before you cross the street, and good night.